Wednesday, to people's response. We read in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 9 to 12. And Nehemiah, the governor, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said unto all the people, "This day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not, not weep, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the law." They wept, why so? They heard about all the blessings in Deuteronomy 28. When people obey God, how many blessings will follow? And then they heard about the curses if they do not obey. And they had experienced it in the past. 70 years of Babylonian captivity. 70 years. Not 7 days. 70 years. A whole life. Now they mourned. They wept. When they heard, "Oh, if we had kept the law, it would not have happened. Then he said to them, "Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither you be sorry." And now, "For the joy of the Lord is your strength." The joy of the Lord is your strength. We have an enemy, an unseen enemy. He's our adversary. And he operates the following strategy. Do whatever you want to do. If you have joy for it, it's okay. Whether God would say yes to it or no, don't care. Just go on, move ahead. Whatever your desire, please it. This is the father of the lies. And what does the father of love tell us? "I will give you commands which help you to receive blessings. I will tell you what will be good for you. And I will tell you the things which help you to be blessed. And I tell you those elements which will produce a curse for you." If we love him, if we listen to him, we are blessed. If we do not care, we will get the opposite. God is our master, our loving master. He tells us what's worthwhile. So our enemy, his only chance is to tell lies about God. To say, "Oh, with God, joy is gone." But it's the opposite. With God, joy begins. Think of the song of the Rolling Stones, when they were on top, when they were famous, when they had money, when they had girls, women, whatever they wanted. They had produced the song, "I Can Get No Satisfaction." Interesting, isn't it? They had all what other people dream about. They had everything. And they think, I can get no satisfaction. Why so? Because you can only get satisfaction when you're in harmony with the Lord. When you love Him and obey Him. That's the only way. We are created in this. There's a law in that. You cannot find real joy on ways outside the law of God. It's impossible. Can't be.